I've heard that you're obsessed with actors and directors liking you.
I can't tell you what it means to have a studio head who's a friend.
That could not be further from the truth.
You're just a talentless
sheep suit. Oh my God, that is so sad.
I was for Trump the whole time. I walked for him, I campaigned for him. It was fun.
I love the judges. I love the tax cuts.
I was emotionally invested in him winning.
He kind of felt like family to me.
And then...
They cheated!
It started.
They're cheaters!
This election was rigged. Everybody knows it.
He was in the Oval Office and says, "Can you believe I lost to this effing guy?"
He knows he lost. But he's a master at finding these people. He will say whatever.
Sometimes in pursuing a curiosity about something going on in the world, maybe part of it is because you're looking to believe in something. There are people that you meet who are the embodiment of that hope that you want to have.
The film we'd set out to make was not meant to encounter an existential threat to democracy. Just a spirited story of a comedy superstar turned president.
Be careful.
We're currently in this situation where there's a major Russian buildup.
The situation was changing and feeling more urgent.
Go, go, go.
They had two impacts in town.
Oh my God.
This modern country was suddenly at war.
Ukrainians have this historical willingness to be a democratic state. And because it is so hard to get, it becomes very precious.
This is about vengeance. Putin's angry that this country wants to divorce itself from Russia forever, and he wants it back.
We are just ordinary people who want to live in our country.
Welcome to my home.
What can we help you carry?
We need Americans to understand the price we have to pay to be free.
Because of our proximity to active combat, that's the priority.
Guys, no grass. These fields are mine.
Okay. When you step into a country of such incredible unity, you realize what we've all been missing.
We're in agreement.
We absolutely agree.
If Ukraine fails, it's not just a failure for democracy.
Everything that happens here is going to affect every other place in the world today. That's the reason that we're all so invested in this.
When stakes are so high, of course, we will keep fighting, whatever it takes.
Zelensky is the face of this extraordinary courage that's come up. And all the Ukrainians we saw and talked to, whether they were in uniform, out of uniform, school teachers, even children.
I want to protect my country, my mom, my family.
The Ukrainians will win this. The question is, at what cost?
You were born for this moment.
I'm ready to win.